The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to Curry Claypo.
Oh, man.
We're going to get into a Psychology Today article in a few minutes. I got to tell you, being 57 next Tuesday.
I know.
And having a son that's not in that Gen Z, it's kind of fun seeing the Gen Zers not getting it right. Because they are pretty damn smart.
What is he?
From a technological standpoint, huh?
What's your son?
He's 18. That's not Gen Z, is it?
I'm going to find out. Later.
Birthdays today. We have some big ones. Daniel Craig, James Bond.
70?
No, he's 55, dude. Daniel Craig?
Yeah,
I thought he was 55. Okay. John Bon Jovi.
Oh, jeez. This is one of those ones where I'm going to go, he got to be 50, 62?
61, very good.
Okay.
Bryce Dallas Howard. She's the redhead in the Jurassic Park movie. She was also in The Village.
Yes.
Good looking lady. She turns 42. You know who she is? She's Ron Howard's daughter.
Interesting. Ron Howard is not a good looking man. He was
no,
such
not
a cute
now.
Kid.
He was
such a
yeah,
cute kid.
No, yeah,
oh, by the way, your son is he's Gen Alpha. We start over.
Gen Alpha?
Yeah. Okay. That's after Gen Z. Then we're going to have Gen Beta and then, yeah.
Lou Reed would have been 81 today. Here's one for you. Did you know that when Lou Reed was young, in his teen years, he discovered that he was bisexual?
I didn't know that.
You know what his parents did?
They took him to a psychiatrist.
They gave him a year of electroshock therapy to cure him.
Yeah.
That's how things were different back in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
It was, I mean, homosexuality was considered psychopathology.
Yeah.
It was a psychiatric condition. And we did things to make sure that you... You came over, yeah, I know.
It's
we've evolved.
It's a lot of credence into walking the wild side.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa?
28?
25. No, he ain't that old. Gene Stallings. Love me some Gene Stallings.
He's
got to
be pushing 90.
He's 88. Still around, still kicking. He's been through a lot in his life.
Yeah.
And then Tuff Heedman. You know who Tuff Heedman is?
No, I have no idea.
He is a championship bull rider. Was with the Pro Bull Riders Association. And he was the one guy who actually called my show. I think it was 1997, 1998.
Yeah.
Called me up and they wanted to do some type of promotion with us. And the whole point was, I was going to, say, you know, how hard can bull riding be really?
I remember this.
He was holding on for dear life.
It's only a few seconds.
How hard can it be? It's 8 seconds for God's sakes. And then he was going to, ask me, say, would you like to give it a shot? And I'm like, I could ride a bull, whatever, you know. And then they were going to put me out on a dairy cow and I was going to ride out to the arena. It was supposed to be a ha-ha moment. I told my boss, I said, listen, if I'm going to do it, I really want to do it. I don't want to be looked upon as a doofus, you know, riding on a dairy cow wouldn't be funny.
That's like, yeah.
So they're like, okay, you want to ride a real bull, then you ride a real bull.
Sign this
at the time, I was dating my girlfriend, who became my wife, and I get out there, and first of all, the chaps only came up to my knees. I had spurs on gym shoes because I didn't have cowboy boots. I bought a cowboy hat. Yeah, I looked like a goofball. I still have the purple shirt that I wore. And I was on this bull named Thunder. And it was a bull that no one wanted to ride because if you look down, if you'll notice some of the riders, they look down at the bull's head. When the bull looks to the left, it kicks to the left. When it looks to the right, it kicks to the right. Well, this bull...
opposite.
Didn't really have they and these guys study these bulls. They get to pick the bulls they want to ride. Some bulls give them great rides. Some of them, you know, if you're on a bull that doesn't kick a lot and you're on for 8 seconds, you still don't get a good score. But this bull had this
dyslexic bull.
It would look to the left and sometimes kick to the left, sometimes kick to the right, and so they didn't know which way. So I put my hand out, I was going to hold on. And so the guy's like, you don't want to do the finger lip. I was like, what's that? He goes, well, some guys, you know, wrap the strap around their pinky, but you can also have your pinky just pulled out. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. I didn't have to sign any disclaimer forms.
Nothing?
I didn't. I mean, this is radio back in the midnight.
There a moment? Like,
it scared the shit out of me.
No, I was going to say, like, at some point before it started, were there moments where you're like, okay, I gotta just, I got a bail.
I couldn't. I was already in. I was on the bowl. There was no way to get off of it. You're in the chute.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just this, I don't know what they, well, they put the strap around, I guess, around its nads, and I don't know if that's what pisses it off or not, but they're pulling that thing, and it was just not a happy bull. I lasted 0.7 seconds.
0.7
seconds. The minute it came out of the chute, I was down, dislocated my shoulder, messed my hand up.
Did the clown save
you? And, of course, my hat came off, and I had bought it for $60 at Rover's.
Did you go running after it?
I went running after it, and they were like, what the hell are you doing? And, of course, the clowns had to go out, and I because I wasn't going to lose my hat.
That was like, you've done some stupid shit.
It was one of the dumbest
life.
Things
like,
I've ever done.
I was just
going
to say, like, of all the things that you've done, well, didn't you dive into, like, the shallow water?
Yeah, I dove into 3 feet of water.
Okay, that's pretty dumb, too. Those two would be equal.
I'd do anything for ratings back then.
You should do something
now. And now look at me. See, I turned out okay.
You're here.
You have no clue how much I hurt.
With your reading glasses.
With my reading glasses and my girdle on and my ice pack on my back. Top was really cool. He came on my show several times. We had a good time with him, and he was.
And nobody could see your house slippers right now. Okay.
It's funny because, like, the second of the last year that I was on the Jocks, Al and I were going to run the 40-yard dash because the combine was going on. We were going to do our own combine in the parking lot, and they wouldn't allow me to run a 40-yard dash in the parking lot because of liability.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I got thrown on a bull. I could have been killed.
Times have changed.
I jumped 30 feet with a donkey into 3 feet of water and hit my tailbone. I sat on the billboard for 3 weeks and you're not going to let me run a 40-yard dash in the parking lot. How funny is that shit? And Theodore Geisel, Dr. Zeus, he was born in 1908, I think it was, 1908.
Okay, so he's been, what, 114?
Has a birthday today. Today's Dr. Zeus Day. And I love this because I know there have been several of his books that were canceled, woke, I don't even know what the words are.
It's not.
But they no longer, you can still get them. Everyone takes it to, they're not going to be available in kids' schools, whatever. They're still there. But the Yellow-Bellied Sneetches was one of my favorite shows. Wow. Well,
there was
Yellow-Bellied Sneetches, these ugly-looking birds with big bellies.
Oh, yeah.
And then there were some Sneetches with a star on their belly.
Yep.
And they were special. And so this guy comes in town and says...
Is this a cartoon?
It was a book.
Oh, okay.
He says, you want to be special like them? I've got a machine here that will put a star on your belly, and they'll never know that you're inferior to them. So they're all going down the chute, and they're getting this big star, and so they're coming out, and they're like, they're one of them. Well, then he creates another machine for the one-star yellow-belly Sneetches and says, I'll add a star to you, and you'll have two stars, and then you can tell the difference again. Long story short, people had stars in their foreheads, they had them on their bellies, and we realized that we're all the same. This is a children's book. I mean, how cool is that?
We
realize that we're all the same.
We all grew up. I mean,
His first book, you remember what it was called?
No.
And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street, which is a book you can still get
in
libraries, was Dr. Theodore Geisel's, Dr. Zeus's first book. It was turned down 27 times by 27 different publishers.
Well, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't initially. I mean, it was a little...
I mean, how many times do we have to go through life to realize that Fleetwood Mac didn't have a hit until they came out with their 11th
album? No, I know.
You just hear these things, and you think that everything that is super huge or super successful was successful right out of the chute. And it's never that
way.
It is never that way. Every major inventor, every major food, everything from M&M's to Dr. Seuss to Fleetwood Mac to anything, it's never an overnight success. It's a very rare
That's
instance
right.
where, and sometimes, in most cases, when you are an overnight success, what happens?
Crash and burn. because you don't have the knowledge and the experience to stay with it. Although, I'll tell you, I mean, you've heard me say this before. I don't like when people, I mean, I don't like, I don't think it's healthy to say, I believe in this, and so I'm going to just keep going.
We talked about
going.
This last week.
Yeah, I mean, I have a problem with that. I'm not saying quit, but what I'm saying is don't be so hard-headed about whatever you have, do, business, sport, whatever, so that so hard-headed that you can't accept reality from the world.
Yeah.
Right? So even the Dr. Seuss book, you know, 27 times. We don't know if he made small revisions, little changes. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's the most important thing is when you get rejected or you hit a roadblock, it's not that you have to quit, but don't fool yourself that your passion alone will get you through. It's your passion plus your willingness to change the business a little bit, play the sport differently a little bit, rewrite the book slightly differently. Mm-hmm. Like, but a lot of people don't do that. They just sort of, I'm going to keep going because I believe in this. Well, that's good for you, but if nobody else believes in it,
yeah. You
know, and so we just have to be careful that we don't use that as an excuse. But good for Dr. Seuss. Mine, I'm just green eggs and ham. It's just green eggs and ham.
Yeah. Mine was a big dog, yellow dog, red dog, blue dog.
Yeah.
Do you like my hat? I do not like your hat. Okay, bye-bye. That was always one of my favorites. Listen, I was the one that was like 12, 13, 14 still checking out Dr. Seuss books.
Do you remember on our other show, we did a promo. We wrote up that promo, Curry and Claypo. You can have them here. You can have them there. You can have them everywhere. Curry and Claypo. Okay.
Yeah, 27 publishers turned it down.
God.
And this will never fly. People aren't going to...
Well, because they're not going to read this book.
And he really knew at a young age. He was really, really good at rhyming. He was like 12 or 13. He was really good at rhyming stuff. He's like, and he was a good illustrator, started doing some illustrating. So happy birthday to a Dr. Seuss. All right. So why are so many young men single and sexless? If you got time to watch our next segment, which will be coming up in about 60 seconds... The haunting relationship trends wreaking havoc on 20-somethings. I'm actually going to read part of this
article. Yeah, it's a really interesting article.
I was highlighting the paragraphs I wanted to read because I could just tweet the article and you could read it for yourself. And I realized the entire article was just killer. It's just great. But then there's a 28-year-old teacher out of Kentucky who responded to it.
Oh, no. This isn't a teacher of the week, is it?
No, it's okay, not a teacher. And it's excellent. What he said about why 20-somethings are actually turning.
I love this.
Yeah, it's really, really
this
good.
This is going to be must-see.
So we'll get to that. Coming up here in about 1 hour, we're going to be on Fox 6. We're on every single Thursday with Janice and Toy. We're on with Linda last week. I have a great time with those guys. We'll be talking about Nasty Neighbors. Is there context here? Or is it just because someone on their staff has got a lot of...
Somebody on their staff who shall remain in the text nameless.
Yes.
And what my job is to bring out the emotion of everybody on their team, yeah, to see if we can figure out, if I can bring out their emotions, which one of the nameless ones is having the problem. Is it Doves? Is it Janice? Is it Toy? Is it Lyndon? I don't know. That's going to be my job.
That may take the whole 6 minutes to get through it.
No.
All right, we'll get into it next right here on Curry and Claypo. By the way, Al Cooper's watching this morning. He had a nice conversation with Al from Coosa Valley Auto Sales yesterday. They do wonderful work. It's been a weird first few months of the year.
Yes, it has.
People are getting their tax returns done because the stimulus money, they're not getting back as much as they possibly can. Now's when you really need to deal with the right person if you're looking for a used automobile. Been talking about it for 6 or 7 months. They do fantastic work. They do a customer co-op. And really, that whole Highway 280 corridor is fantastic. If I told you you could save $2,000-$3,000 by driving 10 or 15 extra minutes, would you do it?
Yes.
Of course you would.
Yeah,
it's a one-stop shop. You get up there, and I promise you, you're going to find what you want. They always have great inventory. So if you're in the Hoover area, you're in the Inverness area, anywhere up and down the Highway 280 corridor, take the nice, beautiful drive through Chelsea and go up to Chelsea and check that Coosa Valley Auto Sale. They do wonderful work up there, and they're fantastic. And I promise you, you're going to be, once you get there, you're going to go, I drove an extra 15 or 20 minutes for this. You better believe it's fantastic. I've been up there several times to do wonderful work. So check out CoosaValleyAutoSale.com, CoosaValleyAutoSale.com. All right, back in 1 minute, why 20-year-olds can't get it done. Well, they can. By themselves. We'll get into it next.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.